Have you ever heard of the singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson? Even if you aren't familiar with the name, Nilsson's two biggest hits may sound familiar.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Yeah, without you can sound pretty annoying. New attention is being paid to Harry Nilsson because the first full-length biography of him has been published, written by the British music writer Alan Shipton. And RCA is re-releasing a special set of the 17 albums that Nilsson recorded for them. Nilsson recorded his first song 50 years ago, but his career really got going in 1967, the year that rock music got arty, with landmark genre-busting recordings like the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper and the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds. Nilsson was part of that outburst of iconoclastic creativity. He worked as a bank computer programmer on the night shift in Los Angeles so he could write songs all night and then try to sell them all day. He didn't sleep much. Nilsson's perseverance paid off. His first major label release for RCA in 1967, Pandemonium Shadow Show, didn't sell very well, but his remarkable cover of You Can't Do That by the Beatles, which included snatches of no fewer than 14 other Beatles songs, turned a few mop-topped heads.
My babe, don't buy me presents. How can you laugh when you know I'm down? Beep, 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 yeah. I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, gonna let you down. I told you before, you can't do that.
In 1968, when John Lennon and Paul McCartney were in New York, they were asked to name their favorite American artist. They both said Harry Nilsson. There could be no greater endorsement.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before.
Nilsson quit his day job, befriended all the Beatles, and was showered with critical acclaim. Producer Richard Perry called him the finest white male singer on the planet. John Lennon convinced Nilsson's record label to sign him to a long-term contract, and John Lennon produced one of Nilsson's albums.
Strawberry Beatles forever.
Nilsson shared his fame, too. In 1970, he recorded an entire album of Randy Newman songs, Nilsson Sings Newman, with Randy Newman playing piano. The songs, the multi-part harmonies, all Harry, and the pristine arrangements made it stand out from any other record of the era. This is Living Without You, a much superior version of the same theme he pursued in that greatest hit.
The milk truck hauls the sun up. And the paper hits the door. And the subway shakes my floor. And I think about you. Time to face the dawning gray of another lonely day. It's so hard living without you. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard living without you.
Harry Nilsson had his hit records like Everybody's Talkin' for the Midnight Cowboy soundtrack. He wrote and sang a fable called The Point that was an album, an animated film, and a musical play. But it was a case of too much. Too much fame, followed by too much drinking and drugging. The nonstop partying eventually destroyed Nilsson's magnificent 3.5-octave voice. The hit songs dried up. His eclectic choices in music, including a cover album of standards like As Time Goes By and Making Whoopee, commonplace now but unheard of in 1973, were commercial disasters. His career floundered. Nilsson died in 1994 after a decade of producing almost no new music. Yet, people keep rediscovering him. He's on the soundtracks of Forrest Gump, Reservoir Dogs, and TV shows like The Simpsons and The Muppet Show. And then there are those great recordings.
It's so hard living without you. So
you know, vacations can be great fun, but some of the best vacations